Okay, we're Reki Vayelahu. What I'd like the Ikra to do today is to try as best we could in one day to go through the Dinim of Grama and Garmi, which is a sugya in the Ikra sugya is not in this parish, but it's a Din of Mishasa Kalbai, Din of Grama. What I'd like to do first is spend the first few minutes of Shir just learning through the Vaya of the Gemara and making sure that we finish the Mishnah. And then we'll discuss the aspect of the Sugya that has to do with Grama Vigarmi. So let's turn the Gemara inside first, the Vaya Lohu. HaMishasa Kavai Shachaveirei Bichaveirei Mahu. If Reuven is Mishasa, a Kelev of Shimon, to attack Levi, Mahu, what is the din? Mishasa v'adai potter. The one who incited the animal is zicha potter. Now that mishasa v'adai potter is because it's only a grama, and that's what we're going to discuss. Barichos, together of grama. But the shayla of this gemara is l'gabi the balakela. Could he say, I didn't do anything to you? What are the two stardom? Ruvein incites Shimon's dog to bite Levi. Ruvein's pocket is a grum. Is Shimon Chayim? Shimon's dog bit Levi. What are the two stardom? Are you Potter? Because you didn't do anything. The other person did it. The other person took my dog and used my dog to attack somebody. I didn't do anything. Or maybe I would say the second side is part. My dog bit. The Gemara doesn't say that. The Gemara doesn't say, what's a tzad chiyuv? Mishasa kabel shechaver bechaver. What's a tzad chiyuv? The tzad chiyuv should be, look, your dog, lamaisa bit. Tzad chiyuv have an excuse. But lamaisa, your dog bit Pliny. The Gemara doesn't say that. So the Bistarov, in the Grizal Rambam, makes a diuk from the Lashon HaGemara, that Gemara's second side is Yiboy Lachalash Yadata B'Kalbacha De Mishasi Le Mishtasi. But first, he's masked with the bottom Taisus. The bottom Taisus HaMishasa Kalbash HaChavei, right? It's a short Taisus. It was a little too short. It's like missing a line. Taisus asks, Loidami L'Shara Itzbedin. What's a shara itzbedin? That's a animal, like a bull that they put in a bullfight. An animal that they deliberately provoke to attack. What's a din by shara itzbedin? Because it says later in Daf Lamed Tes that shara itzbedin that kills somebody is potter. That if they provoke an animal to attack, and the animal does, a shara itzbedin ain nechayim nisa, says the Mishnah. Such an animal is not chayav nisa. So Taisus is asking, why is Mishasa Kalba different than a bull in a bullfight? Why is it different than the shara itzbedin? So what's Taisus' answer? Anybody can see the part of Taisus where he says the answer? That's a short Taisus. What's Taisus Teres? Mishasa Kabbash HaVeirai, Loidam L'Sharei Tzedin, Shadam Yilchanim L'Hargai. It's not like a Sharei Tzedin, where a person is Yilchanim L'Hargai. It seems that the next line of Taisus is missing. No? No, it's shaped off a little bit. The stomach's missing in the print.
Yeah, I did.
So he places the saying what the Gemara is going to say later. The Mishata Shisahu Ba'at Mei Potter. Is that what the Gemara says later? If you inside a dog to bite the person himself, the Potter comes Shana Hashanah by Potter. That's what the Gemara says. What? It's a justification. The Mishasa Kelav is not a justification for the Kelav. You mean there they incite the animal more? So the bull has more of a right. A bull harkes the hushkin v'harga. It applies to bulls also, Mister. Huh? The bull's allowed to do that. So instinctively. And Mishasa is not the same instinctive thing. You're right. So what in the Nuki Yosef, he brings the kasha of Shari Tzidin. He brings the same kasha, and he brings two terutzim. Nuki Yosef says the first shot to Shari, the Nuki Yosef brings Mishen the Ritva. He says that Bashara Itzidin, it's only the animal that's Potter for Misa. The animal itself doesn't get Misa by Shara Itzidin. Because of Ritva, Shara Itzidin the Potter, Hainu Misa, Aval Shalim, Nizikin, Efshadachayim. There, by Shara Itzidin, the Mishnah only says that the animal is Potter for Misa. It doesn't say that the Bailam are Potter from Tashlumi. So it could be, by Shara Itzidin, you're right. It's the same as Agamar, it's up to Ritva, it's the same. The animal is Potter Mimisa, the animal is an Onus. So the animal is Potter. The Bailam let the animal be put into a bullfight, so that's Ashayla. So the Ritva learns, not like Tosis, the Ritva learns that Agamar is exactly the same as Shara Itzidin, in both cases. The animal himself, if he kills, he's Potter from Misa. The animals are Oinus. The owner, so that's a Shaila. What's the din of the owner? Can we say the owner shouldn't have let it happen? That's Shita Saritva. The second shot in the Nuki Yosef, which fits into Tosfos, is that there's a difference between the Shar by Shara Itzidin. Because by Shara Itzidin, Einai Shisli Lavad, Ela Yidei Shemitzar Noisai, Shevei Das. By the bull fight, he's more provoked. Einai Kamaya Kelev, the Sagilev Shisuye, Kanal. Kelev, alright, sometimes a Kelev isn't fighting enough to bite, sometimes not. But by the bull, they keep on shepherding it until it attacks. So the bull is a bigger Einus. So the stomach's what that's chatentisis. That the bull is a bigger itis. And therefore there's a ptor. What? That's a dog doesn't have any more brains than a shar. If you compare the IQ of a dog and an animal, a shar is not gonna have more IQ. It's that the shar is more provoked because it would tire it more. So therefore it's different in an attack. And therefore, the owner of the shah is Potter. What? Why isn't it? Why does he say Ein Bei Das? Shemitzar no, he says Shein Bei Das. Why does he add Shein Bei Das? He doesn't say Veina Kamei Kelev Sheish Bei Das. He says Veina Bei Kelev. There's only Shisa. What he's saying is that the amount that you provoke the animal has no choice. The amount you provoke the dog, it still has a choice. Depends on how much the owner trained it. He does say earlier, it's interesting. If you were to look in the third line of the Nuki Yosef, he says the shar is aimed by das klau, Hashem negat af tabusai, because Hashem shasabai. Avakelah sheyesh by das, the common part of shasai is a veinu naisha. If you read the words, it sounds like a kelev has more brains than a shar. which I don't know if that's true or it's not true, but that's not, I don't think that's the kavana of the Nufiyaisa. He means that the Kelev, you would sigh to a degree where it depends how it was trained, because it will resist it. The Shar, you're inciting to a degree that has no choice. It doesn't have, it doesn't, that much Seifel doesn't have that, with that much being incited that it. Briska Rav learns Shat, he learns in Taisis. There's a Ptur of Ki Yigach Shar Voloshi Yigvuhu. There's a Ptur that a Shar, any animal, is only Chayiv Ki Yigach Shar Voloshi Yigvuhu. That the Shar does damage, and not that he's incited to do damage. It's Lashna Mishnah on Mamates. Ki Yigach Voloshi Yigvuhu. That's the chaptor of the din of Maman HaMazik. That if the Yechul, then there's a chaptor. And our Gemara is mekabel that. That the same Shari, it's the din of Ki Yigach, there's a chaptor of Loshi Yechul. Our Gemara therefore asks, is there a chiyuv of the fact that the owner didn't do a Rechul Shmira? We're talking all year about the idea. There are two aspects of chiyuv: there's mamayne amazik, and there's the fact that the owner didn't do a proper shmira. So he says, "Shari, it's the din; it's telling you a p'tor of ki yigach v'lo yishikhuv. As mamayne amazik, be'etzem yipot. The only nidain is maybe you should be chayiv because you didn't do enough of a shmira. So our Gemara has a shayla: do you have to do enough shmira on your dog that if someone teases the dog, incites the dog, that you'll be able to prevent the dog from being masked? That's the Gemara Zibayim. That's how the Briska Rav learned the Shaila. The Shaila is, the two tzadim are simple. What is the geder of the Chi of Shmira of the Bible? When I watch my animal, do I have to watch my animal out to their calf, that if people shepherd the animal, that I'm going to make sure the animal still is not masked? Why not? Or Nibaya, the Gidre Hashmira of the animal, or the Gidre Chiyuv for lack of Shmira of the Bible. That's how the Briska Rav touches up the Gemara. He learns it into Taisus. That, by Shari, it's the din we're pattering out to Maman HaMazik. The lack of Shmira of the Bible. Okay, so that's our Shaila. That's a Shaila in our Gemara. But the Kiyidach, Loshi Chuhu, that applies to our Gemara as well. What? The p'tur of the chiyuv of mamayne amazik. You have a p'tur of Elisha Yechum. The Torah is an absolute chiyuv. What? It's never nageya. It's never nageya when you failed in your shmira. It's not nageya. If it's the amount that you should have been shomer your animal, then it's not. If they so shepherd the animal like Shara Hitzkidin, then there is no gaya. Because you have a patrol from my name, Isaac, and that amount of shepherding, nobody could have their animal not hit that. Hurt, not hit that. Right. So I think Amara Tashma, Amar Bzeira Tashma, the time Shiyu Tinaikis Mimashmashin Bai Vaina Nagaya, from Nagaya Chayyuk. So we see that the children shepherd the animal's chayiv. Or Rabbi, he's telling another chayiv. Yom ha'norach, lo yavetam. He nitichulay mechayiv. Maybe not. Maybe you don't have to be shiny your animal against the mishasim. Tashma, she's a bayis hakelah. She's a bay nafash pater. I lach pater mishasim. The chayiv al hakelah. Why? I'm a pater af mishasim. So the Gemara is not pleasure to shayiv. Amar Rava, im tim tzalay me mishasim. Tabish ha'chareh v'chareh chayiv. She saw who ba'at my potter. If the Mishasa himself gets hurt by the animal, Yizicha potter, my tama, kala Mishana or ba'acha Mishina by potter. She saw who ba'at my kala Mishana ba'acha Mishina by his potter. Why doesn't it say that Pshtor by Shari? It's the din. Something to say Pshtor also. But even if you hold the tzalayma, the owner has to do a shmira. For shisoi, you still potter because kol mishana. I'm the popular rabbi. No, mishmeidu mishlakish kalaseh. Dabrei shlakish day parais b'shusarav achas rebuta achas malaches Ubarta mehaleches revutza ptura revutza meleches chayedes. We had this all in that chav. Amalei ana beichiv mechayvin amalei damrug leikis lachushusa l'spuyei ala levuta b'yles lachushusa. We discussed then that it's a machleikis taka. If kala mishana bacha mishina ba has a ptur even on beita or only on the. Or the squeal ally only to step on him in the way, so that's Yedamacha. So this is the Gemara. Gemara is now placed at the original Ibaya, and the Gabi the Mishah Sa'atzmai, the Gemara is saying that you're part. Let's call it Mishah. Okay, let's talk about the Mishasa, who's a Gairin, and a Grama is part. I think over the year we've talked on and off about Grama. I know that last year above Mitzia, I don't remember which sugya, we also talked about Grama and Garmi. I'd like as much as I could to try to sort of sum up the dinim of Grama and Garmi. And the Iker to understand the difficulty, and then to discuss the three Iker Shitas Lahalach. And I have to tell you, the Ramban has a kuntris called kuntris de Garmi. It's a long kuntris. And the way he explains different sugyas is used by the Acharayim. However, the Ramban is not one of the three shitas that are brought down in the Paiskim. And it's complicated enough to go through three shitas, so we're not going to go through all five shitas in the Rishayim. But at least the three shitas that are the Iker shitas I would like to go through. And again, the Iker job of figuring out Dina de Garmi, again, what is Garmi? Garmi is when a person causes a hezek. A person does hezek, that's mazik b'yadayim, so that's easy. A mazik b'yadayim is adam mazik. When a person indirectly causes a hezek through a grama, and these are things that happen yayay, people will stay by someone else's house and they leave the door open and the ganav comes in. That's a grama. The question is, when is a person chayiv and when is a person potter for grama and garmi? Now, before we start, I want to remind you, even grama, which is potter b'dinei adam, is chayiv b'dinei shamayim. Which means, if it ever happens to you, lemaisa, that you are going to someone else a hefset, you are supposed to pay. Chayiv b'dinei shamayim does not mean, as some people think, that's lefnei mishuras hadin to pay. That's not pshat chayiv b'dinei shamayim. Chayiv b'dinei shamayim means you're absolutely, totally chayiv to pay. Just says they can't force you. So that's the translation of chayiv b'dinei shamayim. When I was working by Art Scroll, we argued about how to translate chayiv b'dinei shamayim. I think we decided on something like he has a moral obligation to pay, which I don't know, to some people means you really putter, it's only moral, it's not morality or something else, but that's not what it means you chai make your idea. Many years ago, Rabbi Yisbi Alavashon was still alive, we had a sesuch and mominis between two sides, and it was clear to both of us that it was a case of chayiv b'dinei shamayim. And at the time, we asked Rav Palma what to do. And he said, you just tell him he has to pay. Ayit says, potter b'dinei adam. So Rav Palma said, that means, if somebody doesn't want to come to Beis Din and using fear, you're forcing him, you send him hazmana. So then, you can't be mechayiv b'dinei adam. But if a person comes to ask a shayla, two sides come, they want to know what to do. Chayiv b'dinei shamayim means you're chayiv. So everything we're going to discuss today is not negeya you if you're ever the person who has to pay. Because grama, you have to pay also. But grama, if you're ever a gairim hefset to someone else, you should pay. Lishon shayla. What we're discussing today is garmi, which is chayiv b'dinei adam, the things that Beis Din could compel, that Beis Din could force, even a person who doesn't want to listen. Beis Din could force him to pay, which, well, in America today, it's rare that Beis Din could ever force anything. But that's what we're talking about today. What garmi, the garmi and grama, is negeya all of you only in one direction. If after a tevei, after a nitva, I'm telling you, you pay. If you're a grama, you pay. Whether you're a grama or garmi, no difference. The teveya, so you have to know what's a garmi and what's a grama. So basically, there are, I think, five clear cases of garmi. Now let me tell you also, garmi in shas is a machlokes tanoim. We are talking like Rav Meir. We passed it like Rav Meir, the Doin Dina de Garmi. Rav Meir, who passed it Dina de Garmi, we passed it like him. And therefore, our entire discussion today is La Halacha, according to Rav Meir, that's Doin Dina de Garmi. The Gemara says on Daf Kuf that Rameya don't deem that the Garmi my lab Rameya the sphere lois sphere along Tavase. Rameya was done as a Dasyachid. Amalei lie, Rameya the sphere along Tavase. Even though Rameya is a Dasyachid, the halachi is like Rameya. And we passed in that don and deem the Garmi. So let's try to go through the five cases and you'll see why it's quite difficult to get Clara again. So, eraser. Anybody put the eraser? Anybody else? Okay. It's later in between, we'll do the Tariyat Pekka. Definitely not easy. We have four cases in the Bava Kamma. We have the case of Leiser. We have the case of Sayre Shtayot and Shachaberai. We have the case of I'll explain all the cases. And married him and she'll find it. Okay, I'm not sure I can place it that type of test, that's right. And this is the test that I am. So I think these two are that close. Okay? Now, Meister, you all know what Meister is. Meister is that you. Now, you don't know Meister. Meister doesn't mean somebody calls the government about somebody else. Meister means that the government is coming to be Teveya, your friend, and you show them where he keeps his money. That's the case of Meister. You show them where he keeps the money. Mare Meister Shachaveirai. That's the case of Meister. Seir Shtarasa Shachaveirai is the hardest of all the cases. Seir Shtarasa Shachaveirai means I have a shtar that Pliny owes me money, and you burn it. And because you burnt my shtar, I can't be Teveya. That's Sarish Teresa Shachaveirai, right? And the Hikas Kerem Shenifritza means is I have a Kerem and there's a wall separating my Kerem from your field. The wall falls down and I don't fix it. I mean, Yayish was fixing it. And it grows. It has to grow another 200. There has to be Moisif Echad and Messiah. So then that's a case of why I'm answering you. Maradim of Shulchani means I go to a Shulchani, show him a coin, he tells me it's good, I accept it, and later on it turns out it's Mizuyat. Okay, now there are exceptions to Maradim of Shulchani, but the rule is Maradim of Shulchani, the Shulchani is a Garmi, you tell me accept the coin, so he's Chayat. And there's one other case in Slivers. There's a case of Meifu Shtar Lachaveiroi, the Chazer Olachai. Someone owes me money. I sell you the Shtar. Now he has to pay you.
can't I sell you the shtar? I got my money. I'm eichel him. So I'm like a shtar chavei roi b'chazur machoed machoed. That's garmi. That's the easiest case of garmi. I'm mamish ending the play. Okay, now, so these are, I think, the five basic cases of shas. You're seeing there are other cases. By the way, Mara din with shulchani is not only a din to a shulchani, it's also the same din of a dalian shatah, so it has a prusin of the same as Mara din with shulchani. It's also mentioned on that book. And those are the cases of garmi. These are all garmis, they're not brothers. And they're all garmi and they're all chai. Now, the riddle in all of these things is to try to figure out the trick is to figure out what is unique about these five cases and why in these five cases it should be more chayiv than the dozens of cases of Brahma that are in Shas, that the Rosh, those of you who look at the Rosh in Paratess, assuming the Gimel, like Mishas HaKel of Shochaveira. Why is Mishas HaKel of any different than Moisim? What's a Moisim? A guy comes and he wants to take Reuven's money. And I show him where Reuven's money is. Why is that different than if a dog comes and I cause the dog to bite Reuven? What's the difference, the dog or the person who's coming from the government to be Tedeya? This is the difficulty. There's another case the Rosh brings where something is thrown off a roof and there's a pillow and someone pulls away the pillow. So the Rosh brings from the Gemara that it's potter. Why is that potter? That's mamish. There's zicha garim dehezik. It's certainly going to happen. Something's falling from the roof, and I pull away the pillow. It's zicha going to break. So to go through the three shittas, the three shittas that I brought in the Pesukim, the three shittas that are following. The ikar is the Rosh. This Rosh, Perek Tes, Halachia Gimel, says, first he says two conditions, if you looked at it, and later at the end he has a third condition. To be Garmi, now you realize it's complicated. There's no one taich that's going to work. So the Rosh says you need three conditions to be Garmi. A, it has to be Bari Hezekah. It has to be a sure thing that the Hezekah is going to happen. Now, sure thing, anything can happen in Shemayim, but it means the Derech HaTeva, it's a sure thing that it's going to happen. And it has to be that your Mazik Biyodayim, that you affect the Mazik Biyodayim means you affect the damaged thing directly. If you pull away a pillow and the thing falling from the roof breaks, that's Bari Hezekah. But it's not, that's not called mazeh biyadayim, because you're handling something else that's causing that to break. It's an indirect effect on the thing. That's grama. Garmi is you affect the thing directly. You directly affect it.
See?
Okay, 1 second, you're right. The third thing is the hezek has to be immediate. The hezek has to be miyad. That the Rosh adds later on in the Rosh, that the Hezek has to be Miyad, which he understands that it's Miyad, and later today, hopefully I'll explain it better, Ray Stifel explains it, but the Pashto word is Yamaz, it's Miyad, because as soon as I take a coin, and I tell someone this is a good coin, the Hezek is immediate. Why do you mean it's immediate? Is to take the coin, go back to the store, and then accept it. But the hezek is that he sees this as a good coin. The damage I'm causing him is that he accepts it as a good coin. The minute he takes it from me, I'm causing that to happen. And that's called miyad. Even though it takes a few minutes till the whole procedure goes through. That's called miyat. Klayim.
What?
The hezek of a thought. It's not a hezek of a thought. It's a hezek of an acceptance. I fooled him into accepting the coin.
Isn't the hezek coming when you can't buy something?
The hezek is coming when he accepts it. Right? He's in the store. Someone gave him the coin. He's not sure if he should accept it. So he comes running to me. I tell him it's good. I'm an expert and I tell him it's good. So, at that moment, he's ready to accept it. That's how I'm damaging. My damaging him is that he's ready to accept it. Now, it might take him 20 minutes to go back to a store and tell the person, okay, I'll accept it. But the damage I'm doing to him is immediate. I'm telling him to accept it. Klayim also, even though in the case of Klayim, it's not Klayim until it grows another 1/200, a half a percent. But it starts to grow right away. It's growing every minute. It's Klayim immediately. When the gedder falls down, you should know by Klayim, if the gedder falls down, it's not Klayim. It's only if the owner says, I'll leave it. He's nicha. If a person doesn't know it, he has a field and he has a good gedder between his vines and his wheat. And he goes home, he comes back half a year later, it's all grown, and the wool fell down half a year ago, it's not Klayim. Klayim is only when the owner is nicha. He sees it, he's aware of it, and he's nicha with it. So here the gedder fell down, the owner said, I'm not going to fix it. It's miyan. Immediately, it's Klayim. Now it's true, it doesn't become us until it grows another half a percent. Might take a week. But the issa begins right away. The issa Klayim starts right away. The Rosh calls that miyan. Now these are the three gedarim of the Rosh, and the Ramah paskins this way. You should pay Vav Sifim. The Ramah paskins this way. I'm sorry, Sifbeis. And the Ramah paskins this way. The most difficult of the five cases is Seirish the Rosh of Shachavera. I don't really understand. Let's say I have a shtar that you owe me money, and I lose it. Bari Hazeka, that I'm going to lose money. What? He's a mashkin with the chayes. The chayim said, "I'm mashkin with the shtar." The shtafay, the shtar is a right to a chayim. The chayim said, "I'm not a mashkin." There's such a thing as a din shtar. He said that shtar is a presumption of acceptance. But is it true that if you burn my shtar, immediately I have a loss? Maybe the other person will pay me anyway. There are some honest people in the world. Who they borrow money from me, I tell them I lost the shtar, so they'll pay me anyway. Or maybe they'll think I didn't lose the shtar and they'll come to pay me. So Seirish the Rosh of Shachavera I find very, very hard. I find it very, very difficult. Why that's called a hezek miyad? The
Bori Hezek. Not that people don't pay in time, because it's hard not to get them to pay in time. The thing is, it's hard not to get people to pay with the shtar.
It's a funny thing, but people pay me sometimes. I want their money.
People pay early too.
Huh?
People pay early too.
People. But chazaka, that's called bari azeka. I hate to think of people that way. It's bari azeka. I have a shtar, someone owes me money. And you destroy the shtar, it's bari azeka. I'm definitely not going to get paid. It's a sure thing. I lose the ability to be Tevel HaKuchis. So maybe he only has to pay me the value of a loan to be Tevel HaKuchis. Maybe that's what it means. He only has to pay the difference in the value of the loan with Ishtar, without Ishtar, then I would understand. Huh? Can't? Because I can't sell. So the value of the loan went down. So I can't sell it then. So if that's the amount you have to pay, then I'm asking. If that's what it means, then I understand it. That's Shitas, Harosh, and the Ramah. The Sheet of the Ritzpah is in Tosis Bava Basra for Beis on the Beis, Layachma. The Ritzpah, what in Tosis Bava Basra says, you're not going to find a Dover Ashav in these five cases. Chazal Kansid, with Rabbanan, cases of groma that are shkiach, that are common, And these are five cases of grama that are shchichi, and Chazal considered these five cases. Mishasa kelev is not shchiach. I don't know, somebody's mishasa someone else's kelev against someone else. It's not shchiach. Chazal didn't cancel. The din Torah is all gramas are potter. The five cases that Ramey was done din the garmi is because it's a chetz knas shal Chazal. In these five cases, which are more shchiach, certainly Chenveni makes a mistake, is more shchiach, and Mechitza falls down. These are cases that are more common. Ritzvah says, here's a little bit, he says, we don't want people to be able to just go and do damage to others and be potter. So the common choices they may have to do damage, try to be potter, so those cases we try to stop. So therefore, mechayev them b'drabanan. But it comes out a tremendous chiddush to Ritzvah. The shach and the gra paskin like the Ritzvah, and the shach says the light of Ritzvah only amazed by garmi asayev. A shayged or an oynis by garmi is going to be potter because you don't count the shayged. It's a knas. We can't say this evening. Maybe Peshaya. Otherwise, we don't count. The Rambam Shita is the third Shita. The Rambam Shita is the Shita of the Shulchan Aruch. The Rambam has a whole totally different Shita in the whole thing. According to the Rosh, Shagig is Chayiv because Garmi is a type of other Mamazim. That's Chayiv Pashas is other, it's a type of other Mamazim. And that's what it's called. The Rambam Shita is that Garmi is only Chayiv when you're Machavin Mahazik. Any case that you're Machavin to be Mazik, Garmi is Chayiv. And all Gromis when you're Machavin Mahazik are Chayiv. And any case that you're not mechaber mahazik, you're potter. And therefore, the Rambam says, chiddush atzmo. The Rambam says, not like the Gemara. The Rambam says, for example, in the case where someone threw something off a roof and someone else pulled away the pillow. Why did he pull away the pillow? Somebody's falling from the roof. Someone on the ground pulled away the pillow. Maybe he pulled away the pillow because he was tired and wanted to go to sleep. Just a coincidence, the thing was falling down. So then you're potter. But the Rambam says, Beferish, if he pulled away the pillow deliberately because he wanted that the chetet should break, the Rambam holds a chayiv for Gami. Basically, the Rambam says, forget this list. This whole list is not. It depends what the case is. How's the Rambam going to learn the Shas and Kelev? I didn't want Mishamishas, he wasn't Mechavin to be Mazik. No, I didn't want Mishas to tell him. You have to remember that even though. And how he's going to learn Mishas to tell him? You have to be that Stam, he's chepering a Kelev Stam as I. Huh? What? Oh, maybe he'll patter out Kigach Moshe Kuhu. Could be a path of exactly the reason. Feed up a ship for me. Okay. But all right. And Shia, this is the Rambam Shita. The Rambam is the most, as always, the most logical Shita. The Mechavim, we're Mechayiv you, not Mechavim, we're not Mechayiv you, but it has the weakest, in what the Rambam has to do in Shas is say, this Gemara, oh, that's not going to the name. This Gemara is going like Rebbe. He has to take different Gemaras. Some Gemaras yeah, la halacha, some Gemaras not la halacha. That's the Shita Saramba, which Shita Samachaber. What? So we're going to have to understand. If the Rambam doesn't say, Pashtus, Kavan Lahazik should be Al Tanas, the Ashtik of Torah to try to explain the Rambam. That it's Al Mazik, if we have a chance, maybe we'll get to an explanation. But comes out in the Rambam a Kula Nechumra. comes out from the Rambam that if you taya b'dayim is taya b'din, or shulchani is taya with a coin, if it's an emissar toss, it's not mechavan lahazik, which is usually the case, it'll be potter, not fatter. And the Rambam in Hilchos Sanhedrin says that when it says in the Gemara that a dayim is sayed to pay for a din taira, that he made a certain types of toss, that's only if he was mechavan to make a toss. It's a rare case that he could prove he was the mechavan to make a toss. If he was taya, potter. Which is not like the pashtus of the sugya later on Dabkuf. That's a kula like the Rambam. A chumra like the Rambam. It comes out, if somebody leaves the front door of your house open, someone leaves the front door open, the kavana. So we nemon that if someone leaves the front door open, that your potter, the Mishnah in Akainis. Right, somebody stam leaves the door open and the animal goes out at night. That's your potter. The Rambam says beferish, paratz geder, the yotza hashar, that your chayiv. Rambam says beferish in perek dala rochabeis that if somebody opens the door of someone else's barn, the animal gets out. The one who opened the door is chayiv. So in the Migdal Ois, he brings that they wrote a letter to the Rambam. It's not like a Mishnah. The Mishnah beginning of Avakainis says that if you open a door and the animal goes out, your potter is just a grama. So how could the Rambam pass? Can if you open a door, the animal goes out, your chayim? It's opposite of a Mishnah. So the Rambam wrote that. It says that what I, in this true, which is printed in the Rambam, in the Migdal Ois, the Rambam says, I wrote Parat Geder. Someone breaks down someone else's door. It's common to be mazikim. He breaks down his door, and the animal gets out. Chayiv. Perek HaKlaimus is talking to Ganav. The Ganav came into his house, and he left the front door open. So the Rambam there, your potter. You have to realize what's going on here. It's like backwards. You hear a Ganav comes into your house. And he steals, he leaves your front door open, he's potter for the consequences of an open door. Someone destroys your door, then he's chayiv. Why? So to Rambam, when you're mechavan lahazik, so then you're chayiv for the consequences of a grum. You're mechavan to break down his front door, you're mechavan to break his window. Someone gets in afterwards, you're a mazik, you're chayiv. If you're not mechavan lahazik, you're gamit. Why did you open the front door? You don't want to be mazikin. You just want to steal from it. Would you steal your chayiv? I mean, as far as breaking the front door, you only broke the front door to get in. You wanted to get in. So you got in, you stole. Whatever you stole, you chayiv. But you want mechavan lahazik. You want mechavan to get, you should have a broken front door that the door should be left open. The meila, the Aleph comes and the front door is left open. Mr. Rambam writes in his children. But that's a difference. Because grama is potter unless you're mechavan lahazik. That is the geder harambam and the shittas hamechavan. So we see that grama is very complicated. The two shittas are like rochik in this one being married, and it's very, very difficult.
The stone pulls out the mattress. It's not mechavan that we can mazik do hezik for the mattress. It's the way to do hezik is to pull away the mattress.
The way to do hezek to the glass that I'm going
to get. The way to get into steal this guy's thing is to head down the ground.
So if when I pull away the mattress I want the glass to break, I'm chayiv. When I open his door, I want his house to be open to others, I'm chayiv. However, if the reason I broke down his door is just that I want to get in.
You want to get steal. You want to get in.
Yeah, whatever I steal, I'm chayiv.
So you open the door to do hezek.
I'm opening it to steal. But my stealing is not what was going on everything else. It's my opening the door. I opened the door because I wanted to go in. I didn't open the door. If I say I pulled away the mattress, so I wanted to steal the mattress. I wanted to steal it, so I pulled away the mattress, I wanted to steal it. So I'm part of the cave. I want to break the cave. If I pulled away the mattress, I wanted it to be the cave to break them. These are the Gidrei garmi at first blush. These are the three shittas in Shinpei Vav. If you see the size of the shach in Shinpei Vav, it's worth looking at it just to see the size of the shach. How the shach tries to be matched, it goes for pages. And he said it's a hard sin. Problem is that we're not done. There's a halach in Shulchan Aruch in Simin Nun, in Eben HaEzer, not in Seisha Mishpat. It says, that if someone, in the time of nowadays, people get engaged and later they get married. In the time of Gemara, they did Kiddushin, and later on they did Nisuin. It talks here about someone who, in Chazal's time, the equivalent of breaking an engagement. In other words, there was a Kiddushin, and subsequently, the Kiddushin, one side or the other, didn't want to go through with the Nisuin. So the Shulchan Aruch talks about what has to be returned. The gifts that were given have to be given back, one side to the other. It says in Shulchan Aruch, Im haya minag ha-medina, sheyaseh kol odam su'uda, v'yoychel l'reyav, v'yichalek bois, v'shamashim l'chazanam v'yayitzeban, right, it seems the minig was that the chosn side made the vart, whatever was the equivalent of a vart at the time of the Shulchan Aruch. So the minig HaMedina was to make a vart, a party. So he made a party, and then the chos rabbi, and then she backed out of the engagement. That's the case in the Shulchan Aruch. She backed out. Mishalemes hakayl. She has to reimburse the cost of the vart, of the suda. Sha'arei garma loy la'abed mami. Because she caused him to lose the money. V'hu she'yia loy eidim kama haitzi. You have to prove how much he spent. Shulchan Aruch says, now this would seem to be a grama. Shulchan Aruch says that if someone got engaged and kiminig ha'medina, one side made a suda, made what we call a vart, and they spent an amount of money that was the lashon of the Shulchan Aruch kiminig ha'medina, asa kederesh ha'isim kala'am, he did what's typical. In Brooklyn there's nothing typical because it ranges, but he did something that's typical. So, and the other side broke off the engagement, so you have to reimburse them for the cost of the vart. Here, the Ramah, the Shach, nobody argues. It's not totally in these three shittas, which means it has to stim with all three shittas. That this type of grama should be chayit. Now, l'chayra, it doesn't stim with the Rambam shita. Because you are mechavim mahazik. Mechavim mahazik? The person not backing out, so he wants to go damage to the other person. He's backing out. It's called mechavim mahazik. And like the Ritzvah, it's also hard to understand that the Ritzvah should fit into any of the cases in Shas. The Rosh, you could clear. Chayra, by backing out, it's Bari Hezeka, and it's Niyad. Is it Biadayim? So that's a little hard to figure. Is that called Mazar Biadayim? Maybe. The problem is that the marker of this din is a Rambam. The source of this din is a Rambam. I don't believe it comes from any place in Gemara directly. It does come indirectly from a Gemara, but anyway, it's a Lashon Rambam. And the Ravid argues with the Rambam. And the Ravid asks the Kasha from a Mishnah. The Mishnah says, if you sell someone seeds that are not right to be planted, and he plants the seeds and they don't grow, you have seeds that can't grow. You have certain types of seeds. If seeds are heated to a certain temperature, kills the germ in the seed, and the seed can never be planted, it'll never grow. So let's say if a person has a store and he sells seeds, the farmer buys it, he plants his field. So, and it doesn't grow. He comes back, he says, the seeds don't grow. So the halacha is, to make a toss, gets his money back. And he says, I don't want my $2 back for the seeds. I spent $2,000 planting the seeds. I want my money back. So the din is, that's a grama, and you're potter. You can't be too bad. Freik the Rivet, what's the difference between the seeds case, where I sell you seeds, and you spend money planting it, but you can't be tadayami. Or, I get engaged to you, and you make a party, and it ends up being a waste, because I don't go through with the marriage. What's the difference, Freik the Rivet, between the two cases? What's the difference between the two? What? Excuse me? Did you know? Well, you chayv whether you knew or not. Because the mekatos. On the sale, you chayv to the mekatos. On the planting, you potter no matter what also. So the Magid Mishnah says a teretz. The Magid Mishnah's lashon, very hard to understand. The Taz here brings the Magid Mishnah, I don't understand it. But everybody else brings it and seems to understand it. The Beis Shmuel brings the Magid Mishnah. He says that you pay for the vart. Kenu das aramba, arrive at hikshalot. Darkei mala and machas arei negina v'leitzamcha ina v'shalolei haitzais. V'hamagit teretz. How is it to the teretz? This teretz, as we're going to see, I guess we'll see tomorrow, the proper understanding of the teretz opens up a whole other area of garmi, which is the davar shviach ma'od. The case of Garmi. We have first to understand the Magid Mishnah. A Magid Tiritz Shav, in the case of the seeds, why did the person spend the money? Why did he spend the money planting? He spent the money not for the seller, he spent it for himself to make money. Avokan, though by a vart, the person doesn't want to be Marviach. Alulinai kiminik. He wants to do like everyone does. Yishamachi kai v'shalim koloitzos. You hear the Magid Mishnah. The word easy to touch. The svara is very, very hard. He says, when I sell you seeds, and you take your seeds, and you plant them, why don't you just plant the seeds? Because you wanted to make money. Sound potter. By an engagement, why did you make a party? You don't want to make money. You make the party to do what's normal. So therefore, I'm chayv. What are the words? I don't know. It's very, very hard. Now, I once had to harav on this, because we once had a sichsuch, two sides, the following shayla. I think I mentioned this last year, if it sounds familiar to some of you. We had a sichsuch. Somebody ordered kitchen cabinets, a new kitchen. Now, there's only shvistim from them. When you put in new kitchen cabinets, there's two expenses. One is the expense of the cabinets, and one is the expense of putting it in. It seems putting it in is a tremendous illness, right there. And I don't know if it's this way, but what I heard, what they told me is, the way it goes is you pay a certain amount for the cabinets, and you pay the same amount for installing them. In other words, you buy expensive ones. I don't know why expensive ones should cost more to put in. But anyway, it's very expensive to install. So Reuven ordered kitchen cabinets from a cabinet maker in Borough Park. And the cabinets came, and then this installer came. The installer charges for his time. He came, and a number of the cabinets didn't fit. They were the wrong size. They were mismeasured. They were the wrong size. So the cabinet putter in or put in whatever he could. And the rest of them he tried, didn't work. He didn't deduct any money from his bill, you understand. He spent the same amount of time in the house. So he charged him. And he sold it with you. When they send you a new cabinet, you know, I'll come back. So he went, and the guy was made. He measured it wrong. He replaced the cabinets. They were today at the cost of the person coming a second time to install the cabinet. Now you have to pay for two times for a person to come to install, or maybe one and a half times. I don't know how it works. So he was today. The mitzvah said that it's not my expense. What you install, it's your business. I sell cabinets. So whatever I sold wrong, I sold wrong. So the question is, who who's right in this case? Is this similar to the seeds? Someone will sell seeds, and the other person planted it, so it didn't grow. It didn't grow, so I sold you cabinets. It did. Cost you twice as much to put in, twice as much to put in. Or is it similar to the to breaking an engagement, paying for a vart? When a person pays for a vart, now with hashkafa rishayin, it's more similar to seeds than to a vart. But on the other hand, you read the words by seeds who you're spending money to make a profit. You put cabinets, not looking to make a profit, you're just looking to use them. So this is a challenge to understand pshat in this Magid Mishnah. There's a tshuva of Akiva Eger. It's in the Kuf Lamed Daled. The last part of the tshuva is what's Negeya. Again, Akiva Eger's case is very shliach. You order something, and you decide you don't want it. Do you have to pay shipping charges? That's what Akiva Eger shows. I mean, there's more to the tshuva, but the last two or three paragraphs, if you order something, you decide you don't want it, tell them forget it. Do you have to pay the shipping charges? You don't have to pay the shipping charges. That's grammar, that's got me. So you'll think about it, how it fits with the sheet this we discussed. So this, in Yitz Hashem, will come back to tomorrow.